I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV's after show for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. We are here to keep up with you, and you're here to keep up with us, let's be honest. So, here's poppin'. I am joined by my amazing panel. I have the one, the only, Howard the Third.
Hello, Howard the Third. Nice to be seen. Nice to be heard.
Howard, I thought, why not start with you today? Because we're not in studio, so we're not like lined up like we usually are, and you just need to be first today. Right? So,
just gotta be number one today.
You're number one always, right. Howard.
You're always number one.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. News and gossip extraordinaire, Miss Rachel Robillard.
Oh, hello, y'all. It's Rachel. Hey.
She's got her white claw in hand, folks. And, okay, I always call Nakia the social media guru. I just want to say she's like the meme queen because I just like, I want to be inspired, I just go to Nakia's Instagram and watch her Insta story.
Oh, thank you, Dakota. Love you.
Love you. The wonderful Nakia Monet. And I'm your host, Dakota T. Jones. So guys, this episode was crazy. It's called Date My Daughter. And, you know, what were your overall thoughts? And do you think that Chris really overstepped her boundaries by trying to hook Chloe up with a civilian from Big Sport or wherever they went?
can I just start off by saying, Chris says Dick's Sporting Goods is a quote, perfect place to flirt with somebody? Dick's Sporting Goods, I would not. No, they were at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Dakota,
they're at Dick's.
I know what Dakota's talking about, and I was thinking that in my head, but I was like, I can't say it on this.
I know.
I was like, I'll tell you guys after.
That's a gosh.
You know the Kardashian fans, you know what Dakota's talking about.
Yeah. Chris and her little buddies and Nicole Brown, they used to like to go to Ralph's to find men to give blowjobs to.
Yes. It was confirmed in Facebook. Chris confirmed it too, but yeah. So when I seen them at Dick's Sporting Goods, I literally was thinking about Ralph's and I started laughing out loud. But I feel her about Dick's because that's where all the hot guys are, because that's where all the sports players are. Or if you're working out, if you're a trainer, you go to Dick's Sporting Goods. So I understood what, like, Chris was talking about.
I mean, she didn't pick a bad place to find.
That's a great place if you want to athletic
people that Chloe likes.
But poor MJ.
I know OMJ is over here just trying to walk through the store with her little cane, so cute. She's like, "Oh, is this what we're doing? We're trying to flirt? Is this how it goes?"
And they were cute too. Like, it's like she couldn't even keep up because she's like, "Oh, are we looking for you again?" Like it's almost like she doesn't know if her and Corey are on or off. Like she just doesn't even really care. She's like, "Whatever."
She's just there. Yeah.
MJ is so cute. I like when she's on the show. I love Grandma MJ. But I love when she started taking photos to send to Chloe of the guys and they're like flexing their muscles. And I'm like, here are these two little old ladies in Dick's Sporting Goods looking for some fine young gentlemen for court. I mean, Chloe, I don't think she was overstepping. Like, I felt like it was all in fun. I don't think that she did anything like mean or malicious. It would have been like really awkward if she like brought someone to like Chloe's house. But I thought it was like cute and all fun. And I feel like that's their relationship, Chloe and Chris. So I thought it was cute.
I mean, I think
I'm single,
I would have loved to see them take it further though. I would have loved to seen like Chloe get set up on some wild blind date and it go incredibly wrong. Like I think that they could have taken it a step further because let's be honest, the people that were randomly walking around in Dick's Sporting Goods were casted, you know?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Yes, they were.
For sure. And they were cute.
They were.
They were really cute. The guys golfing were really cute. And I would have loved to see Chris kind of play a prank on Chloe because Chloe and Scott always playing pranks on her. So I would have loved to, like you said, like maybe like a speed dating thing, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been interesting. I would have loved to see Chloe thrown in that awkward situation. I think it would have been super funny. But Chris doesn't stop there. She doesn't only want Khloé to find someone, but she also wants her to consider freezing her eggs because Kris Jenner cannot imagine the family line on Khloé's side stopping with one child. So she's hard at work to get those eggs, girl.
Listen, something I thought of.
Yeah, when the time's right.
Yeah,
I wasn't mad at it. It makes sense because it's just like Khloé. I think Khloé does want to have another child, even though she says she doesn't or she doesn't know, which is okay. But I think she does want to have another one. So, I mean, if you do, you might as well just freeze your eggs, do what you need to do. I mean, of course, she can always adopt or have a surrogate, but I think she should freeze her eggs. I mean, both Kris and Malika said, like, it was a reasonable thought. Like, just freeze your eggs, girl. I think Malika's done it, too, already. Before she had her son, she froze her eggs.
Yeah. I feel and Kim, though. Kim did, right?
I think
did
Kim
she?
Did.
Cause she I think froze them?
I think so. Because I think Kim had like problems with having kids. So that's why they did the whole surrogacy thing. But I think she also froze her eggs. I'm not positive, but I think she did.
I think it was either her or Courtney. I know that there was episodes regarding... AfterBuzz is reminding us it was Courtney did. So thank you, AfterBuzz. See, AfterBuzz TV got our back.
Courtney.
Not only does AfterBuzz have our back, but Corey Gamble has more than Kris Jenner's back. He's got her neck. He's got
Corey
her
has the front, side, down. Corey's got it all.
Okay.
This was a lot of Corey we saw this episode. Y'all,
so many visuals.
So much Corey that made me like get my mind like, they are in their 60s and they are just hooking
no,
up.
No. Kris is in her 60s. Corey is Courtney's age. Kris is 60, like 5.
You're right.
That was a lot of visuals.
Oh my gosh. That was a lot of visuals, 14 stories high.
visuals, but shout out to Kris Jenner because there is no age limit on sex. And I do feel like as women, I feel like society and like TV, they bash women and it's like, we can't feel sexy at certain ages. So shout out to this 65-year-old woman on TV saying, yes, I have sex with my 40-year-old boyfriend. Yes, I'm having a good time. And yes, my two children will hear about it over an awkward lunch because I'm going to tell them how me and Corey have sex all the time.
I know. So awkward. I was just like, can you calm down, Kris? We get it. You love your man. We get it. He's blowing your back out. But calm down.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to. Yeah, okay. I don't need to hear about it over lunch. Okay. I just want to eat my sandwich and go home.
Not when you're my mom.
Business. Exactly. You're my mother. Okay. Well, my manager. Let's talk business.
She like kicked production out of her office so that they could have a 5-minute quickie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
You, like Kris says, you got to get it when you can. And listen, we're social distancing right now, and a lot of people are not getting it. So if you can get it, get it right now while we're quarantined. But you guys, wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands and your body after you share your body.
But shout out to Kris. It was a lot. If I was her kids, I'd be really awkward. But shout out to her and her young boo for still getting it on. Because, you know, she's a woman of a certain age. She's already had menopause. She's in her 60s. And I think it's really dope to see older women celebrating like their sex life still. Because I hope like when I'm that age, I can still.
Girl, I hope I'm still getting it in, you know.
Getting it in like Kris Jenner. So.
Absolutely. Age is just a number, y'all. So we are animals by the end of the day. We're mammals. So yeah, we have it in us. Keep it going.
I love how Khloé was coming for Kris's wig, though, and she was just this synthetic wig. I said, don't come for Mama Kris's wig. I mean, you know, it's just something to throw on and throw off.
Like, and there's nothing wrong with synthetic wigs, Khloé. Like, girl, people wear their $20 synthetic wigs. You just need to get it in, get it off. Everybody can't afford a $500 wig. Leave Mama Kris alone.
Get it in, get it off.
You want to be a redhead, you will only spend $20. Just for that one day.
$20.
It looks better than those like Halloween wigs that you let go in the store and you like buy it and they're like all like messed up out of the box.
Yes.
Like, No. It looks good.
Kris looked really hot in that red wig.
She did.
She looked cute.
Honestly.
I believe it could have been someone else. Like, did it strike? No. Like, what did y'all think? Did y'all think it was Kris? I felt like that was extremely produced. Like, oh, let's get Malika on it. That'll make it more Malika, reasonable. Dude. Like, Malika got the call from a stranger, like a source that we will not say.
They got the room. And if anyone
got the room,
the Reach Beverly Hills, you can't just walk in. Like, don't matter who you are, just go upstairs. So I was like, that was produced.
Yeah. Corey this is was not the like, Marriott.
This is not Motel 6, girl.
Ain't the Motel 6. We can just knock on some random ass.
Right.
They got credentials to get up there.
If they see cameras, they're like, where the hell are y'all going? Because there's a lot of celebrities and a lot of like important people in those hotels. And those people have to protect those people's privacy. So you cannot just like walk in. So I felt like that was really produced. That's why I knew it was Chris.
Yeah.
When she was running with her little thigh-high boots.
Okay.
Come on, Mama Chris.
She was trying, but I was like, y'all need to calm down because this whole, you brought the cameras here. Oh my gosh, you're in disguise. I'm like, she's wearing a hat and sunglasses. She's not in disguise. She had that hat in the car. That's what I was like.
They just bought those hats from the dollar.
I know. I said, who gave her this hat and the sunglasses?
Right, but didn't y'all get flashbacks or was it just me seeing Chris and Corey on the bed, like all dressed up and whatnot? Chris kind of looked like, I felt like they walked in on like the same scene as when Chris and then Bruce, like, remember how they did like their own little in the bed, like sexy time? It was kind of like a rendition of that, it felt like.
Yeah.
And they sex tape.
Yeah. That's, I was like, wait, okay. I couldn't help but think of Bruce, aka Caitlin, as they walked in to like with all this camera crew, they're on the bed and they're just like, oh,
I got two kids who don't want to be on the show. I got three kids who don't want to be on this show. I got to step it up. So Mama Chris,
she's like, we're going to talk about my sex life. I'm going to get the red wig.
Creating the storyline. Like, Chris here's to save the day, create the new storyline. Get boyfriend Corey Gamble in there, of course.
Team Chris all the way.
Yeah.
Team Chris. Well, the other side story was this awesome, kind of like, I feel like they should have definitely put out these clips of Scott, like, well before Flip It Like This It came out, you know what I'm saying? Or like maybe around the time that it came out, I think it would have been a great episode to drop because it kind of shows us behind the scenes of how his show was created, like how he found his love for flipping homes. He has to have this 45-minute speaking engagement. He's terrified, so he goes to Kim. But what did you think of Kim taking him to this random improv class? I looked at this and I was like, oh my God, like I remember taking improv classes and we didn't do anything quite like that.
Yeah,
the scary thing. Ah! And they're like, oh my gosh. And Kim was so fast to sit down. Like, all right, I'm not gonna, I'll see if I come back in.
It's not Kim's thing. Definitely not Kim's thing.
She starts off being like, I'm really shy, so I don't know how much I can do. And it was like the first exercise. All right, this is our warm up. She goes, yeah, I'm gonna sit down.
Yeah.
I love how the coach was, she was just like, are you being sarcastic? Are you being real? Like, Kim said something when she's like, oh my gosh, really? And she was like, that part had me rolling because it's like, you never really know if Kim is really being sarcastic or if she's like, really like that. I could have done without the class scene though. I was like, I could do without it, you know? I just love how Scott was just like, I thought it was 4 to 5 minutes, not 45.
45.
I love Scott.
I
love seeing like this new Scott, because I mean, like, if you know old Scott, it's a big change for him. But I love seeing like this grown up Scott, dad Scott, like business Scott, trying to like flip houses and all that good stuff. And he looks really good. Like, Scott's been looking really great lately.
Retweet.
He's been looking really good. He got the beard going on. He looks really, really good. I like seeing him in this era, like this space of him like doing public speaking and like, because like, you know, only a few years ago, Scott was still like in Vegas getting turned up. And like he said, he's like, I would get paid to get like turned up and to get super drunk. And now I'm getting paid to do like
being 45 minutes.
Exactly. So I loved it.
Well, so you guys were all feeling Scott tonight. Quarantine has made you three thirsty, I see.
Yes. Quarantine has made me very thirsty.
And we seen Sophia, a little bit of Sophia at the beginning.
Yeah, so that was interesting, yeah, to see her again.
I was saying at the beginning before we started, because we were talking to our amazing engineer, Bree, I was like, I know a lot of people are like complaining about Courtney not doing the show, but I'm like, it is a little weird if I just break up with someone. And like, normally when you break up with someone, you don't see them or speak to them. But like, I break up with someone who's the father of my kids, so I got to see him every day. But he's on the show. My family hangs out with him. And now his girlfriend hangs out with like my sisters, and she's on the show. So like,
we saw her.
Mentally, that is a little weird for me if I'm going through a breakup, like to see my man, someone who I probably still love, with his girlfriend on the show with my family. That's just me. When I seen Sophia earlier, I was like, oh, there's Sophia. Okay.
Random.
And Sophia was on this episode today. Sophia was in the intro. And it was Sophia, Mason, and Scott. And did y'all hear what Sophia and Mason were talking about? She was like encouraging Mason getting someone's phone number, and then goes, you don't need to date them. And I'm like, whoa, is Sophia giving parenting advice to a 10-year-old?
That's
not even her 10-year-old.
Right. Yeah. But Sophia's like, not that far in age from Mason, so
I know.
That was a little brother. But, and I'm not even trying to be rude or funny, but you're right, Rachel. Like, I'm like, okay, here's a young girl giving my 10-year-old advice. Like, mentally, if I'm going through a lot mentally, that's probably a reason why I probably want to step away from the show right now. Like, it's just for me, it's too much. Like, that was too much.
It's too much. And then I was very shocked to see Sophia, because she said in the past that she didn't want to be on the show. And it kind of looked like they kind of suckered her in there a little bit, because the way that they were shooting the show, it was like her back. It was so far back from like a distance from her. I said, I wonder, like, I know she probably knew they were there, but she was probably like, don't get me as much, but they got a glimpse.
She had a mic on.
She had a mic?
Yes! Everyone who talks has like an undercover mic on.
I didn't think so, because I thought when they do the subtitles, they didn't have a mic.
Sometimes if they have to record on their iPhones, or if it's like a little like,
yeah,
like off, I
heard all her words clearly. Like, she had a mic on, and when you have to sign a release, like they can't just shoot her and like leave.
Oh yeah, that's true.
You have to sign a release, so I think she's doing one of those like, I want to be here too much. But when it's Scott, it looks like they were at Scott's house. So
yeah. Well, they were at that house where he flipped. Yeah.
And Kylie was there. I said, Kylie, you don't need no more homes. Like, let it go, girl. You already have four houses.
Kylie's really good friends with Sophia, so.
But she don't need no crazy. House.
That is crazy. That's crazy.
I'm over here like I want to talk about another one of Kylie's friends. I want her to be safe and to be smart with Sophia, just because you want to make sure that like the person that you're being friends with isn't going to do anything crazy behind your back later. So let's kind of get into some tea time. You think so?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I like tea time. Cheers.
Yeah. White claw time for you, right?
Yeah. Start up another one, baby.
My housewives of Calabasas, Rachel.
It means.
That's right.
Wait, is this bad? I'm like, yes.
Yes, get some wine. Okay.
Sure. Cheers, y'all. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yes. Happy quarantine. What week
Happy
are y'all
quarantine.
In?
Well, it has to be what?
3,000.
Week 3,000, y'all? I'm
on a month. I went to the East Coast at the beginning of March, so I was quarantined in Boston and New York, and then I came back here. So it's been a month and a few days for me.
Oh, girl, damn.
Oh my gosh. Well, I wanted to ask, like, as far as like this whole Jordan Woods situation, I don't know. I think either yesterday or the day before, you guys sent this in our little group chat. It was Rachel, I think, right?
Probably. I'm all up on Jordan's business.
All up in it. Well, I had no idea that she was revealed as the kangaroo mask on The Masked Singer on
Fox.
I did.
You knew it was her?
Yes. So when I was
in Boston, feeling.
I recently went home to Boston, and my aunt and my mom are huge fans of the show. So they're watching the show, and the kangaroo, like, you know, with all the Masked Singers, they give like descriptions of who they are. And from her description, it was like, I overcame a lot of battles. I was on TV, something with friends. And I'm like, that sounds like Jordan Woods, but I didn't know she knew how to sing like that.
Right?
So when they reveal her, I was like, okay, girl, I know you know how to sing it.
Yeah.
But it I had like a
I was just like shocked. I was like, I had no idea. But she did say on her Instagram post where she had the mask off and she revealed who she was. She said at the end, stay tuned for what's to come. And she put like a little microphone emoji. So I guess she's like, well, she's going to make a bag from singing now.
Oh, no.
Get this bag while you can.
I'll be the judge of that.
I'll be the judge of that.
You guys, I have to like move. My legs are killing me. Oh, these are not like the studio chairs.
I know. Oh, my couch, bedroom.
Okay, a best. Well, speaking of Jordan, and let's talk about her former BFF, Kylie. So Forbes has just said that Kylie is still the youngest self-made billionaire in the world for the second year in a row. She's over here killing it because she just signed that $600 million deal. She sold half of her company, Kylie Cosmetics. And, you know, she's just racking in the coins. I mean, can I be, you know, a child of Kylie as well? Can I just be Stormy's brother? Like,
I want to be Stormy's sister. Yeah, right?
Like, yeah.
Adopt me. I like adopt
is
me.
Frowned upon? Is it frowned upon for your mom to be younger than you? Because I'm like, no. Kylie, mommy, adopt me.
Okay. Mommy.
Mama.
Like, oh my gosh. But it's still that whole topic is she self-made? Is she not? I mean, I don't know, because I feel like she is, you know, low-key, because she kind of came, I mean, yes, she grew up in money, but she used her money to kind of become a billionaire. She had money, but she didn't have, like, billions of dollars. She just had millions.
She didn't have, that reason, was
if she wasn't who she was, though, she wouldn't have sold all of these, you know, but at the same time, I mean, she did create it, but it was like, yeah. It wasn't like she just came out with a product and was like, hey, this is me. It was more like everyone knew who she was. There's a lot of weight attached to the lip thing.
Yeah.
For getting lips. So, I mean, like, did she get a lot of help from her famous family? Absolutely. But she really has worked hard and done a lot to create this empire. So it's like not 100% self-made, but like, it's like, She still has accomplished a lot.
She has. I
retweet what Dakota says. Like, I don't think she's a self-made billionaire, because when you're self-made, that's literally like, I'm homeless, sleeping in a car, and I created something. You don't know me. You've never seen me on a show, and I made it. But I do think, like, to give her the title of, like, the youngest billionaire, like, yeah, for sure, but not self-made. Because when you come into a family, like, where your older sister kind of made the way for you guys, and that money came from your parents and your parents put a trust for you, but she did create a really dope like makeup line and she's extending it more. So I don't think it's self-made. I just think it's like young billionaire.
Right. So let me say, we all get a little bit of help from our family and friends. We all get a little help from our family and friends, right? But people like B. Simone, who I really admire her, like, and she just reached her first million, which is pretty awesome. And like, she really did come from the bottom up. And I just admire those who really didn't have as much family and other money thrown at them to like help them get to the top. And so like B. Simone has her own makeup line. Jeffree Star has his own makeup line. So many different YouTubers too are like making lots of money, but they are not at that $1 billion status. And I truly do believe it's because of her family that she has that $1 billion to her name.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Retweet what Rachel said for sure. And shout out to the entrepreneurs and the self-made like millionaires, like the self-made billionaires, like the Oprahs and like the people who've made it. But and shout out to her for her empire that's going, you know, super far. But I agree with what you guys are saying. It's one of those things where it's like, you have the famous family, so it's not self-made.
Right.
But I'm a young entrepreneur, and I'm going to keep doing this, and I'm grinding. And shout out to love B. Simone.
I love B. Simone.
Me
I
too.
Love
that. Oh, my gosh.
So, and I mean, I love Kylie Cosmetics and KKW Beauty. You know, we love it all. We still love our girls. But I'm just saying that I feel like she got a little more help from her family than the average, if you know what I'm saying.
Average.
She definitely, Mamacita. I feel like Kylie also like got some help from Kim, her older sister Kim. So Kim is actually having some trouble getting some privacy during quarantine time. I don't know about y'all, but none of us in here have us between us four have kids of our own, right? So I feel like this is the time. I'm like, I'm okay with not having kids during this time because I'm spending a lot of like me, myself, and I time. Am I right?
Okay.
But I have a cat. Okay.
But she's I just like, hear that
hate. I don't care about a cat.
I'm a kid of a cat. Okay. But I bet your catty, cat, catty.
Oh, your catty,
your
cat, kitty. Cat.
Your kitty
that
cat.
White paw. All
right.
Your kitty cat gives you privacy.
Of course. For sure. They don't even talk like children do.
Oh my gosh.
So apparently North is not giving Kim any privacy. She actually went to her guest room. She posted recently a story about her applying her, not a story, but a post, her applying all of her makeup, and she hid in the guest bathroom for her to be alone. And what happens? Little North finds her. So there's just no privacy within her billions of dollar mansion. And North says, hey, that's mean. And Kim responds, I just want to do one little fun thing for myself.
Shout out to all the parents.
Shout out to all the parents out there with them kids and they don't go to school or daycare right now.
Right.
All you gotta do is take care of them. Woo! I bet y'all all appreciate your nannies so much more and daycare and school. And don't y'all appreciate teachers more? Teachers, like I always said, like teachers just don't get paid enough, but especially during this time, they're not only educating y'all's kids, they are chaperoning and taking care of y'all's children. I just feel like, shout out to the teachers out there, literally.
Teachers should be paid like doctors, because for sure, teachers are like the parents, and I think parents are now experiencing and being like, damn, I got to talk to my kids for 24 hours of the day now. Shout out to the teachers. But speaking about Kim Kardashian, if you guys know, we're all social distancing and there's a quarantine going on in LA. Not a lot of TV. And I also work at E and we are all shut down. That being said, it looks like Kim is actually still working from home because she's now shooting a lot of
commercials.
You see my cat.
I just saw your cat.
My child is
like, oh, your cat. I just saw it. Did Kitty miss your
happening?
You like blacked out for a minute, or is it just me?
I know. Someone's calling the phone. So with that being said, Kim is still doing her confessionals at home. A lot of reality TV stars doing confessionals at home. But Kim is not a producer and she is not a director and she doesn't know how to work the camera. So on her social media and on her Instagram, she was FaceTiming the producers and the directors and the associate producers from E to teach her how to do like, okay, this.
When the cat eats, that's why you don't need a cat. That's why the cat is evil.
It's when my phone is ringing and it blacks out. So someone is like FaceTiming me.
Gotcha.
So I'm trying to, but if you guys can still hear, that's great. But the tea time is Kim was just on FaceTime and she was FaceTiming the producers from E. And it looks like we're going to get a little bit more of the confessionals from her bedroom. And we might get more of the family's confessionals from home. And a lot of reality shows are doing it because I witnessed it on like Love and Hip Hop and stuff like that. Sorry, y'all. My phone.
No, I'm excited. I'm just glad I'm not the only one who blacks out.
when someone's calling you or FaceTiming, it like blacks it out. But as long as you guys can hear me, that's fine.
A mess. I'm excited to see that. I know Chloe had just said on her live today she was going to be doing the same thing, like doing the whole confessionals thing at her house, like for like at 2 or 3 hours or something. And I was like, oh wow, they're really like in there doing it, like doing their own type of thing.
A lot of shows are now doing it. A lot of reality shows. I think like Blackpink is doing it. Love and Hip Hop's doing it. Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which means that like a lot of shows, though they filmed, they're probably like still in the editing phases because production, you know, a lot of people work in production. Our production got shut down. So a lot of editors and people are working from home. So shout out to like Kim for even like, I love how they had all the labels on her camera and all these little things.
Yeah.
shout out to her for learning the whole system, and maybe going forward, I could see her getting into more like production.
Okay.
Well, she is the executive producer of her own show. I hope she knows how to turn on a button.
Rachel.
I mean,
titles don't mean you know how to produce. Like, a lot of people are EPs. That just means, like, a lot of executive producers are showrunners. We sit in a meeting and we talk about it. But a lot of, like, famous people or people who EP things don't come from a background.
It's more of a title. Another check.
It's a lot of producers give money and they have the title, but they don't know how to, like, have a production, have a PA, have an AP. So I think now she'll probably, not saying that she does it, but I think it's cool to see her, like, now learning. So maybe she'll get the effect of, like, what production deals with on a day-to-day basis.
Okay.
You're taking all the words out of my mouth. Yes. I know. She has that exec. She has that exec status in the credits, and I'm like,
yeah, baby. No. When you pitch a show, you're automatically the executive producer, but you don't know how to work. And it's no shade to her, but working in production, that's just how a lot of EPs do. They just don't really. They're not there.
You guys, but now
she is there in her guest room.
I thought it, like, kind of looked nicer, like, with the backdrop being her bedroom, because it was all blurred out and it looked really nice. And I was kind of like, you know what? Maybe we could get used to this, you know?
I like it.
Yeah.
It's like an at-home vibe.
You guys, I was sitting here thinking, like, what could we do now? And I'm thinking, maybe we should vote on some Instagram pictures during Gram Glam.
I love that.
You like that?
Let's Gram Glam.
So this first photo I thought was stunning, you guys. It's of Kim Kardashian. Her hair is blowing. It's wet. She's in this swimsuit. She's posed, butt out. What are we thinking?
She looks hot.
She looks good.
Hot mama. Okay, is it just me, or is, like, a lot of her pictures looking like Sims characters? It's so smoothed out. Last week's picture too was just so smoothed out as well.
Yeah.
I just, like, that's a lot of face tuning. IMO, aka in my opinion.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
And, like, her Instagram has, like, this theme, like, color scheme. And I feel like now her photos are, like, airbrushed, and they kind of go with the theme of, like, Kim kind of does, like, this whole nude thing, and Chloe does, like, a whole pink thing.
Yeah.
So they kind of go with this, like, color scheme. So, yeah, her photos are like that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Rachel said aesthetic. Hot mama. Yeah, Rachel said hot mama for Kim, but I'm saying hot mama for Courtney, which is our next photo.
Oh, yeah.
This, like, orange thing that's, like, unbuttoned, and it's showing her.
Oh, yeah, she looks good.
Panties. What do we think? I'm, like, thinking, her do we panties. Like this one better?
Ooh, panties. I love the word panties. Panties is actually my favorite word.
Oh my god.
We learned something new about Rachel every single day, you guys.
I like the word moist.
Moist.
Oh my gosh.
Why do you like those two words?
Put the clot in.
Why do you like those two words?
Not those words together.
Oh yeah.
I have questions.
Put the clot down.
Ew.
I think we just learned a lot about Rachel today. She's like, you know what my two favorite words are? Moist and panties.
Not together.
Nat and Steve,
and go to church.
Okay, it's the Bible.
Friday, y'all. Happy Good Friday. Easter is this Sunday. Cannot wait. I'm gonna turn up for Jesus.
Oh no! Don't you say that with the claw in your hand. Talk about you gonna turn up for Jesus. Well, white claw.
Well,
ooh, yeah. The wine.
But Courtney looks good. She looks great. Bohemian theme. I love the color scheme. I feel like her and Kim were, like, in the same place taking their photos.
I feel like it could be possible. And actually, the next photo as well, maybe Chloe, because she's in this, like, pastel little number ready for Easter. Her hair looking good.
Chloe.
All these girls got, like, a crinkle, kind of like wet hair going on.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like all three of them were, like, outside. It's, like, beachy vibe for all three of them. And I feel like all three of these photos kind of, like, goes with their theme and, like, their color scheme. But Chloe looks good. They all look great.
They look great.
Yeah, they really do. Mm-hmm. They really do. And then Kendall's giving us more of, like, a quarantine realness. She's, like, got her camera out on her laptop, and she's, like, playing, what is this, Nintendo Switch or something?
It's that new Nintendo came out.
Looks like she's
playing no video
time.
Games during this time, nor ever, so I don't know what the hell that is. Her face matches that Game Boy.
But Kendall looks hot though. She always looks hot.
I know, her panties look good too.
her panties are satin.
Her cute little panties.
She's got cute little panties.
I look like that during this quarantine. What, girl?
Yeah, same.
Looks great.
That's how I'm all laid up in the bed.
Okay.
Look at me. I'm here right now. I'm in my bed.
Oh, you're looking just like Kendall.
I try. That's right. Lastly, we have Kylie. Kendall. This was kind of an interesting photo. I liked it. She's in like this little like, what is this, tracksuit situation?
Yes. Looks good.
She looks cute. The face looks good.
Yeah, but so just because we're all in different places and if we all yell names at the same time, the audio might be crazy. So let's just one at a time say our favorite Instagram photo of the week. Let's start with you, Howard. What's the sitch?
I'm going to give it to Kendall this week. This whole like model-esque, giving me gamer, but giving me sexy gamer. You know, gamer, but make it fashion. I'm here for it. So like the whole little get up.
I'm going to second that. I'm going to piggyback that. I like that.
Because mm-hmm. you're a Jenner, that's why.
I'm actually going to triple piggyback my pick to Kendall as well. It's very real. It's very very quarantine-like. This is what we're doing. Not specifically what I'm doing. I don't know what she's holding. I don't know what game that is. Call of Duty? I don't know. You tell me. Maybe she's playing Sims. Maybe she's playing Sims and her sisters, Courtney and Kim are the avatars.
Looks great.
I had a top two and it was Courtney and Kendall, but since you guys all picked Kendall, I'm gonna go with Kendall too. Because I love her all. I love Kendall's vibe. Like I just love the all like I'm at home and I'm still like sexy and I'm looking at the game. So my vote's for Kendall.
Look at us in a Kendall family.
I know. That's the first week in a long time that we've all agreed on the same picture.
Yes.
Yeah. Kendall looks great.
Cheers
to that. I've got my water.
I got my water too. Right now.
You got that water. What is that? Who says that? Oh, it's that red carpet girl. What's the cute little girl?
It's a schoolboy Q song.
But Zaza was singing it. Thank you. You just get me.
I got you. Well,
before we wrap and I have a vodka soda. Mm-hmm. Let's do some quick predictions. I swallowed some spit. My bad. After those TV predictions. All right.
Featuring
Miss Rona.
Predictions. Predicting when we're gonna be out of quarantine.
Oh my god. Make sure your guess is better than mine. Is anyone starting to like hear voices?
Dakota, tell me your prediction. So Miss Rachel can drink her claw.
I honestly it's hard with this show because I don't have a lot of predictions. Like I could say things that like we've
like, what found do you wanna,
out in the news, but like
what do you want to see?
I think what I want to see is more of Kylie. I just want to see more of Kylie. I feel like they set us up for that episode where she was gonna have the bomb show. She got strep throat and it ruined it for me. I was just like, I wanted to see her walk the show. They brought the cameras all the way out there and then no, she's not showing up. And I get it. You're sick in the hospital, girl, but like next time, let's try not to be, you know?
Why not be sick, girl?
I want to see.
Can you not, Kylie? Can you just not?
I miss her.
Well, you're not I'm kidding. People get sick.
I would like to see, I think like with Courtney being gone for a little bit and then also with the coronavirus where they were like filming, I feel like. So this might be a short season because of like them doing their confessionals at home. So we might not get everything we were supposed to get. But I am happy to see like extra plays like MJ, Malika, Kylie and Kendall. Yeah. So I would like to see more of like the extra people come in and get more of like, because I know we're going to get Malika's pregnancy and I would like to see a little bit more of Kylie, but I know Kylie's shy. So yeah, I would like to see the extra people come in for a little bit and then maybe, I don't know what they're going to do now that, you know, Corona is happening, but.
Well,
Howard, what would you say?
I predict that we're going to get a little bit more Stassi, so we're getting a whole new friend being introduced. Yeah, Stassi's coming on next episode.
The new Jordan.
So now we're getting new characters in the mix. So I predict that's going to be a little bit fun, you know, seeing some newer faces to come spice some things up.
Yeah, Courtney's out, Stassi's in. Okay, I see what's going on.
Okay, maybe we'll even get a glimpse of Rob. You never know. He's supposed to be making his little comeback somewhere in the mix. So maybe we'll get a glimpse of Rob. But yeah.
Well, you know what, Stassi coming in, like, it was alleged that she, at the time, was dating, like, one of the Bachelor guys, so it might be a little mixture of the Bachelor thrown in there, and then there was rumors of, like, her and Rob. Tyler Cameron, I think, like, the whole her and Rob rumor thing might be shown, because, they, you know, this is season 15, you know what I'm saying, and you gotta spruce it up a little bit, so they might add a little bit. I would like to see Caitlyn as well,
Caitlyn,
Well, I think we're done with Caitlyn.
One person y'all didn't say that I would like to see is some Kanye. Let's get some Kanye up in here. So Chris and Corey Gamble have been getting their thing on. Kim and Kanye, what are they doing?
Kim is hiding. Kim is hiding from Yeezy. She's hiding from Kanye.
I would like to believe the marriage is real, okay? Kiki, I'd like to believe Kim and Kanye's relationship. It's real.
It's real, but I think Kim is hiding from her kids and Kanye right now. She's tired.
She's tired.
Mama tired.
She's in the guest room. She's in the guest room.
Mama tired.
Well, you guys, this has been so much fun, and I love you guys so much. And I mean, it's just like one of those things where we get here, we do the show, and then we go. And the next week, we come back. So I guess I'll see you then.
This is crazy. This is our third week doing this for this season. We're on, this is episode 3 of the season. And it seems like we might do another 3 episodes just like this, not being in studio.
Sweetie,
we're going to do a whole year like this.
We'll see you guys in 2021.
See you guys on Christmas.
It's just like, what? Rachel is like temporary. A social butterfly.
Until the season is over, I believe so.
I am a social butterfly, and it's just, this is like really eating me up inside. This is like, I actually put on like a full face of makeup for the first time. I only put it on for this.
Aww.
Like, so it's like, now what? I can't go anywhere where like I'm like this. So
no, but you can take great photos. You can take great photos.
Okay, thank you for that. Right. Yes, I'm here to create content.
That's right.
Content creation, because I'm a content creator.
I'll keep up with you guys in our group chat. I'll keep up with you guys in our group chat on Instagram. But for everybody else watching at home, we will keep up with you next week. We love you very much. And where can everyone find you on social media, Nikia?
You guys already found me because some people slid in my DMs last week cussing me out. So you guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. And make sure you guys check out AfterBuzz TV because I do the Kardashian news daily or for AfterBuzz TV. So check that out on Mondays and Tuesdays and maybe Wednesday.
That's right. And where can everyone find you, Howard?
Yes, you can find me on all social media outlets at Howard the Third. I also do the Sisters After Show on AfterBuzz TV with Nakia. On Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So hang out with us there.
All right. And can you find you, Miss Rachel?
Oh, thank you, Dakota, for asking. My name is Rachel Adele Robillard, and y'all can find me on all social media at Rach_Robillard. I'm on TikTok right now, so I've just been ticking the talk. I appreciate everyone for tuning in. Shout out to my rave crew, who I know is watching live right now. David.
Oh, hi, Rachel's friends.
Hi, Rachel's friends.
Hi, Rachel's friends.
Hi, Rachel's friends.
Amazing. And this has just been so much fun. I just love life. Live, laugh, love.
Rachel's lit. I love
it. Rachel's lit.
I didn't know where to go.
Except for Howard and I.
I know. Close us out, well, Dakota.
Howard, Rachel's let's just lit. Hang up and like let's hang up and just take a shot, Howard.
Sure.
All right, you guys.
I like to social well, drink.
That's right. All right, everyone. Have a great one. I'll keep up with you next time. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.